And that is varied, for sure. Remember the exchange cross in the poems of John, how the brother thought that his cross was too heavy, so he selected one after another, so finally he found one that was suitable to him, and when he did, why, he was right back at his own cross. So we find by life's experiences that we cannot escape that which the Lord has really mapped out for us. It varies, but we are here to understand each other in the respects of our mutual experiences in the body of Christ, to build each other up. Vancouver Ecclesia continued to expand from 1935 on. And I have a note here that we used to meet, about five of us, in dear brother and sister John Keith, Byron's grandparents, in their home on Vernon Drive. Just a handful. We didn't have a name then, such as Vancouver Ecclesia, but the dear brethren there and the grandparents were holding to that truth that we all had become acquainted with when we were introduced into the Christian way. They were dedicated to present truth. And I remember I was just a teenager then when I was invited to come to those meetings, and I was so thankful. And I praised the Lord from that day on. And the more I learned about Him, I felt the more I learned about Him, the more I wanted to serve Him. From the 35, 40s, 50s, 60s, the ecclesia began to expand. Where that little room was, could not confine the brethren any longer, and they decided then they better get out into a hall. They did. Then they wanted to make a choice of a selection of a name to identify the brethren here in Vancouver. And they went through some of those Brother Russell suggested in Volume 6. And they came up with a very suitable one, Becoming to the Church at Philippi, or Thessalonica, or the Church at Vancouver, and thus it was named officially on the records, the Vancouver Ecclesia of Bible Students. They continued to hold the truth as high as they possibly could. They had a logo, which is so familiar to all of us, that silver trumpet that we know is blowing. We all were introduced to that beautiful silver trumpet. We heard its notes. It was harmonious. It never gave an uncertain sound as it prepared us to battle in the narrow way, the world, the flesh, and the devil, and to announce by that silver trumpet the glorious time in which we live, the presence, the parousia of the Lord. We continue to strive in the Vancouver Ecclesia to blow that same trumpet of truth. We want to blow it louder and louder, for the trumpet went back there in Exodus time on the morning of the third day, blew loud and louder and louder. And so that trumpet, we believe, will blow right on through the whole of the 1,000 years. It's a harmonious sound, isn't it, brethren? And we rejoice in that. And we expect here at this convention that we will continue to hear the blowing of that silver trumpet. It's what makes us unique in the world, that we have a message of comfort and hope for all people. I'm sure you may have run in different times to people you discussed with that may have condemned us to eternal hell or death or some other form of punishment. I remember talking to a neighbor, and he said, hell is not hot enough for Pastor Russell. And I thought, what kind of a trumpet is he blowing? But we, in turn, have a message and a hope for all those who may oppose us in that respect. And you know, sometimes that dumbfounds them. During my CO days in camp, during the last war, I remember 30 fellows in camp of various denominations. Once they found out you were a Bible student, you were in the hot plate all the time. And I used to say, well, you know, I have a hope for you that you don't have for me. But how true that is. How broad and grand is the truth that we have a support for mankind in their blindness, that they are going to understand the blowing of that trumpet and come under His hallowed influence. So at this convention, we welcome you. If there's anything we can do for you by way of comfort and otherwise, see any of the brethren of the Vancouver class. We're here to be of help, to share these gems of truth. We prize them ourselves, and we want to speak the trumpet of truth. I borrowed from 1989 Bible student newsletter a testimony which I thought was so appropriate. And the brother is here today who gave this testimony, and he may recognize it. It says, "I want to speak like a trumpet." I don't see him smiling, so he probably hasn't connected it yet. "I first attended a convention of this nature in 1960 at Bloomington. I have many precious memories over those years. Certainly I didn't think we would still be this many years later, here this many years later, but in the Lord's providence it is so. In 1960 I had been consecrated just 2 years, very young, still impressionable. I remember sweet impressions of some of the brethren that we met, brethren who had memories of being with Brother Russell, of the early harvest work. We remember such names as Brother Megason, Brother Zainal, Brother Sunbaum, Willie Baker of Portland. Who doesn't? All of us. Many of us remember that. Brother Livermore. Now these brethren seem to convey a certain spirit that I have never been able to put my finger on exactly. But it certainly was speaking it with a clear trumpet sound. It has been a great impression upon me, an inspiration for me, who didn't have such memories. We could only relate through their minds and memories of how it was in the early harvest work. But the memory of their messages have lingered with us. We hope that the messages today and the blowing, continuing blowing of that trumpet likewise will linger in your minds, in your hearts. Thank you, Brother Jerry. It was nice of you. Let us continue to blow that trumpet, and the Lord may add His blessing to our fellowship together as we share and exchange thoughts upon these precious truths that mean so much to us. Now, our first service tonight is 6:15. We can be on our way. Brother Frank Boychuk, and he has chosen number 30. And so we welcome you to these 2 days together to break bread in the presence of the Lord as we sojourn to our home on high. And the Lord bless you all in this effort and this mutual effort. Will our brethren come up, please, and our pianists, and we will sing together number 30 on behalf of Brother Frank Boychuk. Please speak to any of the brethren if you need any help, something missing, we want to help you. Thank you. Brother Ron Palmgren from Wenatchee area to ask the blessing.